Hi everyone, SaneMade here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Miss Meg, and here's what she briefly has to say. Hi Sandman, is it possible for me to change, or am I just going to be like this until the day that I die? Are there any tips you can give on controlling my female nature or something? Even this simple interaction feels like I'm attempting to manipulate you guys. Is it best that I just stay away from men and go my own way? Is it a safer option? I'm just curious on your thoughts about this. Well, Miss Meg, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Most guys will definitely see your topic request as pure manipulation. They will say you're trying to spread hope that women can change and that there's a traditional unicorn woman with breasts wishing them the best. But most guys on this channel won't fall for that sort of baloney. We know better. Your request might be taken by many as virtue signaling that you're one of the good ones. But when it comes to controlling female nature and human nature in general, the first thing to do is become aware of why we do the things that we do. I became aware of many of my behaviors by going to cognitive behavioral therapy. I would write down my actions and the thoughts leading up to them, and that way I would eventually understand my motives consciously. Women manipulate men into relationships for attention by putting some guys in the friend zone, or a relationship if they find him attractive. Those are your survival instincts. And when there isn't a man around, you're going to feel like you're going to die in any moment. Men, on the other hand, when we're single, our mind goes into overdrive, making us more productive than usual, which is just an elaborate peacock maneuver to attract a mate. Some of us have figured out that if we stay in that peacock mode, we can make a lot of money, and like me, make a lot of content. Guys contact me all the time wanting to know how they can get over their sexual urges. I tell them that they have to be disgusted by their own human nature and what you become around women. That's how I got over my male desire to pursue women. Not by hating women, but by actually hating the men that I become when I was with them. When I first took the red pill, I hated women for about 6 months, but that wore off. When you hate the opposite sex and resent them, then you just repress your sexual and emotional desires and become angry and miserable. That's what you see with all those lesbians out there, alone with barrels full of cats and boxes full of wine. But when you resent who you are around the opposite sex and how it sabotages your life, only then will you be truly free. For women, they are better around the opposite sex. They get attention, which they need more than men do. Mental sanity as well, and more rational thoughts, because you have to think rationally and logically about how you're going to manipulate a man to basically get him to do what you want him to do. If I were a woman, I would be around men and manipulate them, because it's so easy most of the time. If I was a creative woman, however, then my desire to express myself would probably override that instinct. I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to women going their own way when in a state of nature they can't survive without men. Clown World Show. Going your own way as a woman that's just an average one, and not a creative type, means you're more likely to deal with depression. The women that are here in the world today took the safer option, which is to rely on men for survival. So those instincts are here with us today. Miss Meg, as men we get older and we become less dependent on women when it comes to social, sexual, and emotional support. But for women it gets worse with age when it comes to neediness. You have to monopolize men's time. Men that are increasingly wanting to take their own time back with age. I strongly believe it's easier for a woman to go her own way when she's younger than older. But again, the only women I can see doing this somewhat or entirely are the creative autistic types. Miss Meg, other women feel the same way you do. They have their own career, so they don't actually have to rely on a man for money. They're increasingly getting their attention and validation online or on dating apps where they friend zone different men. They sleep around with men that are out of their league that'll never commit to them. Those are some of the ways that they're getting those needs met. If I was a woman, I would be doing social media for attention. I've also noticed that the women that tend to be the least emotionally needy and drama-free make it into extreme old age for some reason. The ones that make it into their 90s or 100s are capable of sitting around and leaving people alone. In fact, they're the women that want to be left alone and lack nervous anxiety. Most recently, I met Hazel McCallion, 101 years of age. She was the former mayor of the city of Mississauga from the late 1970s. The event I met her at, she sat there quietly enjoying herself, but wasn't needy. But many of the women I known in their 70s and 80s would self-destruct emotionally and physically from all that attention deficit. First, you have to identify which type of woman you are, Miss Meg. Are you creative and in high trait openness? An introvert and can get along being by yourself? If not, then you're an extrovert, and you need to be around people to recharge your emotional batteries. As for controlling your female nature, when you have the urge to manipulate a man, write down what your thoughts were, the action or actions of manipulation, and finally the initial thing that led you to take action. That's what I learned in cognitive behavioral therapy. Also, foster a good relationship with your subconscious. The only way you're going to change your behavior is if both your conscious and subconscious mind are in full agreement. It wasn't until my subconscious mind could no longer tolerate the emotional pain I put myself through while dating that both my conscious and unconscious minds were in agreement, and I was free from the wheel o' cooch. Consciously, you're telling me that you want to stop being a biatch to men, that you want to stop manipulating us for your own benefits. But so long as there's a benefit to your subconscious, you'll keep falling victim to female nature. As a guy, it took me about 3 years of making daily content before I was free from women in relationships. Plus, I was in my mid to late 30s at that time. Miss Meg, if you're in your early to mid 20s, then you're probably still cuckoo for cocks. But when that passes, then you might find yourself entering another phase in your life where you're looking to be with a man to belittle all the time. So many women I know love to shit test the men that love them. Some of the most joyous looks I've seen on women's faces recently were when they pissed off their husbands or boyfriends. That little smirk that broke in their corner of their mouth as they were breaking his spirit. If I were a woman trying to free myself from treating men so poorly for my own self-satisfaction, what I'd do is find other things in my life to provide the same sorts of pleasure, and start doing those instead. If you're having fun manipulating men as a woman, then find other activities that provide more fun to you, and then your subconscious will get bored breaking the spirit of men. It's not so much about controlling our nature as men and women, but more about redirecting it to activities that are more fulfilling. If you're a woman that's high in conscientiousness, then you'll be a clean freak, so you'll spend more time obsessing over order and tidiness instead of the man in your life. But if you are high in conscientiousness and your boyfriend or husband isn't, then you'll make life hell for him and force him to mow the trash and take out the lawn. I'm moderately high in conscientiousness and always had women in my life that were extremely low in it, and they drove me absolutely insane. Women that are high in that personality trait also drive me crazy. They would make things like chore wheels and were usually prudes in bed. Gay men also tend to be high in conscientiousness, and lesbian women tend to be low in it. Miss Meg just staying away from men without coping strategies is a recipe for disaster. If you really want to go your own way as a woman, and you're not an artist and have things to distract you from the fellas automatically, then you're going to need to find other distractions. Hatred is not the answer. A lot of women want to get away from men and then they end up hating us, and then they get taken advantage of by lesbians. I think this is the first time a woman has ever asked me this question before. I've always wanted a relationship with a woman that doesn't need men in her life, just like I don't need women in mine. But I quickly realized that if neither of us need each other, then we're usually busy doing other things. So relationship is pointless and a drain on our time unless we can somehow do activities together that benefit both of us. As for controlling your sexual impulses, I suggest finding some good toys, if you know what I mean, and then going over to the alt-sex story repository on the internet and finding stories that are non-consensual. Karen Strawn, the woman that understands female nature the most that I've seen, writes erotic books for a living. Sexual fulfillment using fantasy is a lot better than reality. Even I know that, and I'm a male. I'd like to share the links to those resources that I use here on YouTube, but they'd give me a strike, and people would see what kind of deranged things that I was into. Miss Meg, if you're still attracted to men, but don't actually want to get angry at us and potentially get attracted to females instead, then you need to find a way to reprogram what you find attractive, and not include people that you run into in your day-to-day life. I know it works for men like myself, but I'm not sure about women, because I've never asked any of them about this. Whatever strategy you employ, Meg, you're going to need to have discipline. Women are more likely to fall victims to attention-seeking and hedonism. It's hard to maintain discipline so long as the pleasure outweighs the pain. You should have given me more personality traits and behavioral tendencies of yours so I can give you more specific answers to your questions. If you love pleasure more than men, then find activities that are affordable that give you great pleasure. Maybe take up a cooking class and make meals that are orgasmic instead of being with males. Ironically, knowing female nature, you'll probably cook exquisite meals simply to manipulate men. A lot of people comment about how women used to be traditional and cook great foods. It makes you wonder if women were really cooking for their husbands or for themselves. A good female cook could cook up a feast, and if it was really good food, people would gladly show up. She could trade food for attention. That was one coping strategy women had before social media, and the cock carousel to get that attention. My greatest fear for women to try and go their own way is that they can't do it psychologically, and then have to medicate themselves from the madness of being single. Back in the day, there were sanatoriums and mental asylums before we had antidepressants. Meg, I don't actually want to hear about your anxiety and depression shooting through the roof, because you don't have a man to shoot in you. Many women sent going their own way can pretty much get a cat or dog, or both to help heal with loneliness, and not have someone or something to nurture. Even if it's a bunch of plants, that might be enough to prevent you from getting some level of mental illness. I've seen the coldest woman's heart melt with a tiny animal or baby in their arms. The fulfillment they received from that was more joy than I've seen any woman express in a relationship, to me or anybody else. It's written right there on their cat lady forehead face. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Miss Meg for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Meg doesn't want to smash men anymore, and hopefully she doesn't find feminism and angrily smash other women instead. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that think they can be alone without men for the rest of their lives, as well as without psychiatric medication away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.